Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, and sweetest friends, special schuss for see Moshe ben Eitan Avram Halevi. This shir is on the topic of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, based on a very beautiful letter written by Futner Zatzal on the 19th of Menachem Av in the year 1948. And he opens the letter and he says, Rechima de Liboy, the love of my heart, Shalom Ubracha. Even though to recognize a person's spirit, it's better to speak than to write, and your speech reveals who you are a lot more than your writing, than the expression of your pen. Nevertheless, since a person feels a lot more responsibility when he writes, because that lasts, Memela, that's a certain weight that Dvarim Shebichtav carry, more achrayus of Mipik Savam, and therefore I'm going to write down what I have to tell you. Very big yisod, we should really see this letter inside. It's printed in the Kovetz HaMoadim on Shavuos Pesach. Page Reish Pei, so it's kedai to look inside. Let us begin with the Yisod HaDvarim. In Mesillas Yesharim, he bases his sefer on the brayse of Rav Pinchas ben Yair. Pinchas ben Yair establishes the Seder HaMadregos and Avodas Hashem until you get to the highest, to the peak, to the zenith. And the Ramchal explains each Madrega in detail. However, he starts the Sefer with the Madrega of Zahirus. But in the Brice and the Gemara, Pinchas ben Yair, it starts with Torah. This Torah, Mevili de Zahirus, Zahirus, Mevili de Zrizus, etc. And the Maharal skips Torah. Torah, Mevili de Zahirus. That the fact that the Maramchal skipped it shows that Torah is a different category than the other Madregas. So we have two dinim in the Brice of Pinchas ben Yair, as the footnote does in Kimat every Maimer, even in Machshava, using the Brisker methodology of Gemara to explain philosophy and Avodah. Very, very beautiful. The fact that the Ramchal omits Torah means that Torah is a different category. It's Tzvei Dinim, Din of Torah, and the other Madregas. Why does he omit Torah? How is Torah different? So we start with the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. Rambam says, L'fikach Talmud kodem l'maisa v'chol makon. Talmud always precedes Maisa. First you have Talmud, you have learning, and then you have deed. What is the Rambam telling us when he says B'chol Makom? It's this chiddush of Talmud, B'chol Makom Kodem L'Maisa. Talmud precedes Maisa, Talmud brings to Maisa B'chol Makom. What's this Tosefis of B'chol Makom? So in the next halacha, in halacha dala, the Rambam says that if you had a siyas mitzvah in Talmud Torah, if mitzvah versus Torah, what should you do? If the mitzvah can be done by somebody else, don't stop learning. And if the mitzvah can't be done by anybody else, you should stop your learning, do the mitzvah, and then go back to your learning. So we have to understand what the Rambam means when he finishes V'yachzer l'talmudo, and go back to your learning. You only stopped his learning to do the mitzvah. Vada, if he did the mitzvah, he's going to go back to his learning. Pashut. So it seems that the Rambam can be explained based on the Rambam in Ishus, Perek Tesvav, Halacha Beis, with respect to Piri V'Rivia. Rambam says that if a person is osik b'Torah, he's afraid to get married, because he's going to have to go to work for his wife, and he's going to stop learning. He's allowed to push off his wedding, because Osek b'mitzvah, Potter min ha-mitzvah, v'kol shekein b'talmud Torah. Because if a person is involved in a mitzvah, he doesn't have to do a second mitzvah, and certainly Torah. And therefore, if he's Osek b'Torah, and he's Torah b'Torah, and he's afraid to get married, he can have to move out of Torah, he doesn't have to get married, he can push it off. So it's muchuk from this halacha, that even though a mitzvah that cannot be done by somebody else, Talmud Torah is pushed away, if nobody else can do the mitzvah, you stop your learning. And therefore Talmud Torah should be pushed away by Pir Verivya, because who else is going to do your Pir Verivya? Nevertheless, we don't say this, because that the Talmud Torah is pushed away for a mitzvah that can't be done by someone else, is only in an instance that besides the Etzem Kiyom HaMitzvah, there's no Bittul Torah. Mashen Ken, where the Kiyom HaMitzvah is going to bring after it Bittul Torah, it's not going to have a Kiyom HaMitzvah, and the Kiyom HaMitzvah is not Docha Talmud Torah, even if the mitzvah can't be done by anybody else. But still, if this mitzvah is going to bring about Bittul Torah not related to a mitzvah, then don't do the mitzvah. Keep learning, and therefore Pir Verivya, where there's a chash bittul Torah for mizonos, he's going to have to go to work, you have to get parnasa, which is not nogea to the etzem kiyum mitzvah of Pir Verivya. But emes, we don't push away Talmud Torah, and so it's mashma the Raman of Chasishus, and halacha smucha. That's why Benazai never got married, nafshe chashka b'Torah, because there are going to be other non-mitzvah things that are going to get in the way. So we can also say that's the Rama means in Hechos Talmud Torah, when he says, yachzor l'talmudo. So only stop your mitzvah if you're going to be able to go right back to your learning. But if you know that after doing the mitzvah there's going to be other things that are going to stop you from learning, you shouldn't stop. I keep asking by Pir Verivya. So the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus is Megalas, the deeper kavan of the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. However, we still have to understand the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, because he says that you're allowed to be misacher and push off the key of Mrs. Pir Verivya because of Osek b'mitzvah Potter min ha-mitzvah. She'osek b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. And this is very startling, because according to this of rule of osek b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, Talmud Torah, and we never have an instance where a mitzvah that can't be done by somebody else should be pushed away, should push away Talmud Torah, because we can always say, don't stop your learning, because also a mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. If you're going to say also a mitzvah patur mina mitzvah, say it even about a mitzvah share shel asad yachayim, just like Pir Verivya. And if we see that for mitzvahs Talmud Torah, you're not patur from other mitzvahs, it's not also a mitzvah patur mina mitzvah, why should you be patur from Pir Verivya? Say this, Pir Verivya, we said there's going to be other mevatlin, that's very nice, but at the end of the day, you have to do your mitzvah of Pir Verivya. So that should be docha. Because by Talmud Torah, there's no p'tur v'osek b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. Once there's no p'tur v'osek b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah, then you have to do, if the mitzvah can't be done by someone else, then you have to do the mitzvah, do your Pir Verivya, and then if there's other ma'akvin, there are other mevatlin, okay, there's something you can do, but it doesn't matter, because by Talmud Torah we don't say osek mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. So why then do we say that you're allowed to push off your marriage for osek mitzvah patur mina mitzvah? To explain this, we have to know the famous kash of the Rishonim. Why is Talmud Torah less than any other mitzvah? What we say about Talmud Torah, that it's pushed away for a kiyum mitzvah she'ef shalo le'asas adi acherim. Why is that? Why don't we say Talmud Torah is not pushed off? You do your Torah, be osik b'mitzvah, and your patur mina mitzvah. Why do we push off Talmud Torah if the mitzvah is the yafshel asad de'acherim? So Rishonim answered that be'emes mitzvah Talmud Torah, can't pater from mitzad, osik mitzvah pater mana mitzvah, because there's a t'nai in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that it's dafka manas lasas. And if you pater him from mitzvahs because he's osik b'torah, then there's going to be no gedra of lo mana manas lasas. Look at Moed Kodin, Daftes, and the Rishonim. Torah has to be amanas lasas. And Mimela, there's going to be no amanas lasas. Don't do the mitzvah. Forget the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is only amanas lasas. And if it's not amanas lasas, and you just keep learning and learning and don't do the mitzvah, you don't take your lulav and esrog because you're too busy learning, then it's not amanas lasas. So the male is no ptur vosik mitzvah, patur mina mitzvah. So the chora we could say possibly, but from the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, we see the Rambam argues, because he writes that there is a din of vosik mitzvah, patur mina mitzvah, even by Talmud Torah. However, the truth of the matter is that there's no machlokas, because the Rambam is also mode that you shouldn't patur from kiyum mitzvahs when someone's osik b'torah. It's at the din of osik b'mitzvah. And other Rambam, we can even answer our kasha that according to the opinion of the Rambam, we'll never have an instance where Talmud Torah is pushed away for a mitzvah she'efshar le'asas al adi acherim. Remember we asked, if you say osik b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah, then when do you see that Talmud Torah is ever pushed away for a mitzvah she'efshar le'asas al adi acherim? And so they can't be done by someone else. The Rambam writes in Ishus that we say, Osek mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. Because be'etzim svaris harishonim, that by mitzvahs Talmud Torah, there's no patur of osek mina mitzvah. Because the gedra of Talmud Torah is dafka amanas lasos. It would appear what they mean is that the din of osek mina mitzvah is only that you shouldn't leave this mitzvah that you're involved in now in order to be mekayim another mitzvah. That you're not going to be osik in right now. That you're not osik in right now. Don't leave mitzvah A to do mitzvah B. That's what it means, osik mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. But in an instance where the second mitzvah is a tenai in the kiyum of the first mitzvah, so it's not called that you're leaving the first mitzvah to be osik in the second mitzvah. Because even when you're osek in the second mitzvah, you're not leaving the first mitzvah. If the second mitzvah is a t'nai in the kiyum of the first mitzvah, then doing the second mitzvah is not a bittul of the first mitzvah. And therefore there's no din of osek b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. And therefore, since doing mitzvahs is a t'nai in the gather of mitzvahs Talmud Torah, the mele emerges that kiyum mitzvahs is not called siluk yad mitzvahs Talmud Torah. It's not called stopping learning. And therefore there's no din of osek b'mitzvah at all. Because you're, by fulfilling the mitzvah, it's a fulfillment of the Talmud Torah. Because the t'nai in Talmud Torah is osek b'mitzvah, is amanas lasas. And it comes out then that this is only shayich in an instance where the whole bittul Torah is only in the guf asiyas ha-mitzvah. So there we can say that since he stops the Talmud Torah and he does the mitzvah, it's not called that he stopped learning. You don't say he's osik mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. No, you say do the other mitzvah, and this is the hemshech of the learning. If nobody else can do it, so that's only if there's no other betulim involved. Masha'en kein, if the bittul Torah is going to spread out to other things as well that aren't shayach to the kiyum mitzvah, like pir v'rivia, that by being mekayim the mitzvah is going to have to be mevatel Talmud Torah for mizonos, for tirchav mizonos, parnasav, going to work. So in such an instance, you can't say that the bittul, that the stopping of learning, is a hemshech of the actual learning. When do we say that by Talmud Torah, we don't say osik mitzvah patur mina mitzvah, when the kiyum mitzvah is a hemshech of the learning? So it's really not different. Talmud Torah is like every other mitzvah. You don't stop mitzvah A to do mitzvah B. That applies to Talmud Torah as well. just by doing mitzvah B, that's a kiyum of Talmud Torah. So in Melech Talmud Torah, you do stop mitzvah A to do mitzvah B, but that's not really stopping mitzvah A, because your mitzvah of Talmud Torah is continuing. But by Pir Verivya, if you stop mitzvah A of Talmud Torah and you do mitzvah B of Pir Verivya, that's very nice, it's a kiyum of the Talmud Torah. But then there are going to be other mevatlim, and that's not a kiyum of the Talmud Torah, so your attack is stopping mitzvah A of Talmud Torah, and that we don't allow. So therefore we say to you, push off the marriage and continue learning. That's what the Rambam means when he says in Ochus Talmud Torah, do the mitzvah and go back to your learning. So the Rambam is merames to us, do the mitzvah and go back to your learning, that when you're doing the mitzvah, there's no silik yad from Talmud Torah. That right after doing the mitzvah, he's going back to his learning, so it's all one retzef echad, zemshech echad. It's one continuum of learning Torah, doing the mitzvah, which is the kiyum of Torah, and then later learning Torah again. So now the Rambam Mamish dances. He adds on to the Gemara, Shetalmud Kodem Lemaisa B'chol Mokom. Rambam is coming to teach us that the Talmud precedes Maisa is even in an instance where the Talmud is pushed away for the Maisa. And the Iker reason the Talmud is pushed away for the Maisa is because the Maisa is a Tanai in the Talmud. That without that, Talmud would never be pushed away for the Maisa, ever. Even if the mitzvah couldn't be done by anybody else. Like we see by Pir Verivya. So this Hosafa that the Rambam writes, that Talmud called him L'maisa b'chol makom, it's always called him L'maisa, is the proper Hakdama for the next Halacha, which tells us that we stop our learning for other mitzvahs, because it's telling us Talmud is always before Maisa. Meaning, even if you're stopping the Maisa, your Torah, to do the Maisa, Talmud still precedes the Maisa. So it's still more chashuv, and it still isn't going away. Talmud kodem l'maisa b'chol makom. Talmud has a higher status than Maisa. Because even when you're stopping the Torah to do the Maisa is part of the Torah. Ein lecha, the Rambam starts halacha gimel. Ein lecha mitzvah b'chol ha-mitzvahs kulam shishkula k'neged Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah k'neged kol ha-mitzvahs kulam. Talmud Torah is k'neged all the mitzvahs, because Talmud is maybe l'idei Maisa. And therefore Talmud always precedes Maisa. B'chol makom. Talmud has a chashivas over Maisa. And this chashivas is expressed even when you're stopping the learning, do the Maisa, because the Maisa is just a Tanai in the Talmud Torah. And if then there's going to be another Bittul besides the Maisa, then there's no heter of Bittul Talmud Torah. And that's a hakdama to Halacha Dalit. Hay l'fan avasiyas a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Im efshe le mitzvah le'osis ha'idei acherim lo yafsik talmudo. Vim lav yasa mitzvah v'yasul talmudo. If you have a mitzvah in Talmud Torah, if the mitzvah can be done with someone else, don't stop your learning. And if not, stop your learning, go back to your learning, because Talmud has so much chashivas. So you're going to go right back to your learning, and even the stopping is part of your learning. Now, I'll read the beautiful Lashon of the Rav. This is in his younger years. ומתוך הדברים הללו יתברר ויתבהר לנו כי אף על פי שסדר מדרגות ההשגה בעבודת השם הנקבע בברייתא דרבי פנחס בן יאיר מתחיל במדרגת התורה, מכל מקום אין מדרגת התורה נכנסת בסדר המדרגות עצמו, והמהלך בעליית האדם בסדר המדרגות הוא שבשעה שאתה נמצא לגבי המדרגה המסודרת למעלה, הנך מסולק מן המדרגה שלמטה ממנה. ועד הרב יש בכלל 200 מנה, והמדרגה הנמוכה נכללת באמת בזו שלמעלה ממנו. מה שאין כי במדרגת התורה הדבר הוא בהפך. שכל עצם מציאות וקיומם של כל המדרגות כולם, אינם אלא מפני שהם תנאי במדרגת התורה. ואם היה בציור שתימצא מדרגה אחת אשר בעלותך מעליה, אינך מסלק את עצמך מדרגת התורה, כי אז הייתה המדרגה היא בטלה במציאות. Says the Rav, Rosh Yeshiva, that even though in the Seder Madrigas of Hasaga, in Avodas Hashem, in the Brayser of Pinchas Ben Yair starts with Torah, Torah isn't part of the Seder Madrigas. In other words, that's why Psilas Yisharim leaves it out. Because when you're doing these Madrigas of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, the Seder of Psilas Yisharim, so that means that when you go from level 1, from Zahiras to Zrizas, and you have Nikius and Tara and Kedusha, weiter, higher. So each Madrega that you reach removes you from the previous Madrega. And Yesh Bechal Masayim Mone. 100 is less than 200. So when you have 200, you also have 100. So the lower Madrega is included in the higher Madrega. But by Torah, it's Fakert. Torah, it's the opposite. That all of the Madregas are included in Torah. All the Madregas are Tanai and Madregas at Torah. And if you have a Madrega that when you're on that Madrega, you're Misalik, you remove yourself from the Madrega of Torah, so that Madrega will be Batal B'Mitzias. Because even if you have a mitzvah, Shev Shalas Adei Acherim, it's pushed away for Talmud Torah. If you're going to be misalik yourself from Torah, you can never be misalik yourself from Torah. Torah is always, and even when you're doing the mitzvah, it's just Alts Tanai in the Kiyum of Talmud Torah. Namish Gevaldik. Not that it says in the Braisa that Torah Mevi'el Yidei Zahirus, it's like saying life brings you to Ashirus, life brings you to Chachma. It doesn't mean that if you come to Ashirus or you come to Chachma, you don't have life anymore. You go from life, from step one, I have life, and I have Ashirus. No. Fakert. Chayim maybe lidi Ashirus means that now you have a chiyus of Ashirus. Chayim lidi Chachma means you have a chiyus of Chachma. So to Torah, Mevi'el Yidei Zahirus, means you have a Torah of Zahirus. When Torah is Mevi'el Yidei Zrizus, it means that you have a Torah Dik Zrizus. And it goes each mile is built on Torah. So each mile you're misalig yourself from the previous mile. You're misulik from the lower madrega. Because now you're in a higher madrega, you don't need the lower madrega anymore. You have a one room house, now you can have a two room house. So you're going to go to the new house and you have a two room house, you don't need the one room house anymore. But you left the previous house. But when it comes to Torah, everything is built on Torah. Everything is Torah-dik. So you can't say that Zahirus is a Tanai in Zrizus. So now that you got Zrizus, you fulfilled the. You're fulfilling the Tanai of Zahirus. Now you have Zahirus. And then once you move on to Zrizus, so that includes also the Zahirus, not that you don't have Zahirus anymore. But it's not a Kiyum Tanai of Zahirus. It's a different Madrega. It's a different Parsha. It includes the previous Parsha, but it's a different Parsha. By Torah, everything has to be suffused by Torah. Everything's a Tanai in Torah. The Zerizis is Torah Dik, the Zahiris is Torah Dik, the Nikias is Torah Dik, the Kedush is Torah Dik, the Tyre is Torah Dik. Everything is Torah Dik. Everything's a Kiyum of Torah. So, when we're talking about the Brais is telling us the Emes. The Emes is that everything has to be Torah Dik. But when you talk about the Mesilas Yesharim, his sefer is built on each madrega being different than the previous madrega. When you get to the higher madrega, you're misulik from the lower madrega. You're in a new reality. So this new reality can't include Torah, because then you can't say, oh, I'm in a new reality, now I'm in Zahiris, now I'm in Zerizis, so now I don't have Torah anymore. No. The Zahiris and Zerizis have to be Torahdik. So Memela, Mesilas Yesharim left it out. So in the Braisa, starts with Torah, because everything is based on Torah. But the Mesilas Yesharim, which is built on Madrigas, that each Madriga is a new Parsha, and you're Mesiluk from the previous Madriga, when you get to the new Madriga, he left out Torah, because it's not true about Torah, because you're never Mesiluk from Torah. It's like when you stop being Mekayim, when you stop learning to be Mekayim Mitzvah, it's not that you're Mesiluk from Torah, it's a Kiyum in the Torah. And then Rav Futner concludes the letter, Hezboni na yikiri heitev v'tsurasim aruchni shal advar manal v'titka behem et dat v'chozek takia v'machshav techa v'dei gemar she'en acharav gemar להדביק את כל חיי נפשך למעיין התורה ואז יזריחו הדברים מקרבך הרה נאמנה כי כל המצוות והמעשים טובים והמידות הטובות אשר תסגל לך יהיו מוארים באורה של תורה דווקא כך קיבלנו מפי הקבלים האמיתיים מצווה קרויה נר תורה קרויה אור שנאמר כי נר מצווה ותורה אור. So look at the spiritual form of these words and think about them very very strongly and keep going weiter and weiter. Be madbik yourself, the life of your soul, to the wellsprings of Torah, and then these words will shine within you, this true shining. All your mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim will all have the light of Torah. That is, all your mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim have to be Torahdik. Everything is built on Torah. A mitzvah is called ner, and Torah is called light. Ner mitzvah, the Torah or. So Torah has to shine through all your mitzvahs. Hachosim ba'ava aza b'chibi yaseira. Signing with strong love and great fondness, and he signs his name. So this is a very tifa mahalach from Futner, and we should talk always be zocha lomod ulamed lishma velasas. Well, the time is called divrei salma torah so be ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.